Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. Welcome back, all my skincare friends. Today we have an episode that I think is going to be a favorite one and a really popular one. Probably because the title itself is a little bit catchy and can be a little bit triggering. So I might ruin this title for you, but it's just how my brain works. And my fiance always says to me that there's a circus in my brain at all times. And this does seem to prove him right. But when I thought of this title, anytime I say it out loud or I say it in my head or I think of Ty Pennington yelling, "Move that bus." So when I read "treat that pimple," I say it in the same way as "move that bus." Probably ruined it for you. Now you're going to read this title and see that too. But this is just the way my brain says this title, and I don't know why, but it's the jingle that I hear. So "treat that pimple" is today's episode. It's just really the way that my crazy brain works. So now I'll share the beautiful parts of my brain that you actually want to hear from, which is all related to the skincare goodies. And today we're talking about how to treat your blemishes. So full disclosure, we don't use the word pimple in our content or when speaking with clients, and even in other podcast episodes, you would have heard me refer to them as a blemish or breakout, inflammation, congestion. Sometimes we even use spots. This is just something as a business that we, Alicia and I, have decided to stand on. I use pimple in this title because I do think it's a little bit more catching. I do think it's a little bit more triggering it can be heavy for some people, but I think that maybe potentially that would get them to click it and to hear it, because at the end of the day, people do refer to them as pimples. I think pimple serves a purpose in this title, but I don't think it serves a purpose to be used in the treatment room or in any of our other content. First, I do want to say how normal it is to have a blemish. No one enjoys breaking out. It's not anyone's top choice or top priority to have a blemish. And yes, they do happen to happen around the most inconvenient times. Not that there's really a convenient time for a blemish, but it does seem to happen around, you know, special events or occasions. Just remember, you are human. And unfortunately, it is part of the human experience to have a blemish or two in our lifetime. So another way to prove that blemishes or breakouts are normal is because this is the number one question I get asked for help with. I get asked from people of all races, all genders, all ages, all statuses, everything. Like, there is no air quotes type of person that breakouts target or they choose you. Pimples don't discriminate. Pimples do happen. The questions I get asked is, how do I treat this pimple? How can I make these clusters go away? What can I do for my blemish? I'm breaking out. What can I do to help my skin? I have these blemishes appearing and I don't know why. What can I do to make them go away? I have all this congestion. What do I do? I have a new pimple. How do I heal it? So you can see that I've been asked this question in multiple ways by multiple people. I get asked the same question regularly, although it's just worded in really different multiple kinds of ways. So just remember to be kind to yourself. If you have some congestion or breakouts, that's okay. A little side plug here too. Alicia does have an episode out about skin anxiety and how to talk to our skin and how to reframe a lot with our skin. So this might be an episode of service to you. So check that out. But remember, we're not disregarding, like we're not taking away or discrediting the discomfort or the confidence depletion or the embarrassment or the upset that you may be feeling or experiencing. Alicia and I hold space for you, and we know blemishes to be well and true, and we're mindful of your experience. But just know that we're also really aware that the skin has this effect on us psychologically, but that blemishes are still normal. So we want to hold the space of really making sure that you don't feel like you're being not heard or not validated, because you are, but also understand it is part of our skin being an organ. So I simply share the fact that blemishes are normal so that we ourselves can meet with looking at ourselves with a little bit more grace, a little bit more compassion. Blemishes don't mean anything about you. It's just a way our body is trying to talk to us. And that's the biggest passion I have, is getting us to understand how to listen to our skin and treat our skin according to what our skin is needing. So in this blog that you'll find, I'm doing obviously the podcast episode with you guys today, but you will see that there is a link to a blog attachment as well, that I will go into details about blemishes, about breakouts, and specifically why they happen. That will be a post to come. So I will do an episode and a blog post about why and how and what maybe your blemish is trying to say to you. But today we're going to cover how to treat and heal your breakouts. So knowing the triggers would be my top advice on how to treat and heal blemishes. I say this time and time and time again, and I will forevermore, because knowing what contributes and what triggers and exacerbates your blemishes gives us data to work with. And what I mean by this is it helps us understand why our skin is acting out. I have found this part to be super healing in my own skin journey and with clients. It really seems to take away the "what is wrong with me" mindset. And instead, we can rationalize with a point and an understanding as to why our skin may have had that blemish. This being said, not every single blemish, you could be doing, quote, everything right. Skin can still break out. So that's one note to really acknowledge, but also is really helpful and mindful, especially if you're at the beginning of your skin journey, to really understand, to have points, to have something that we can be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Oh yeah, I had a sugary alcoholic beverage. Oh yeah, I slept with my makeup on. Oh shoot, I haven't cleaned my makeup brushes in a while. Oh, I'm getting my period. I play hockey and I have that chin strap on my helmet and I haven't cleaned that for a bit. And, you know, I squirt the water and it sits in that area. You know, you see what I mean? That can be helpful to take the pressure off of ourselves, but also gives us data so that we can avoid those triggers and know how to work with them. Or, you know, if you know you have a hockey tournament, then you know that potentially you're going to break out. And then we can also work on our skin so that when we're exposed to something that we know triggers it, we can support it in other ways. Like I had mentioned, I will be doing another post, another episode, another blog, and lots of information to dive further into what your triggers may be and maybe how to learn your triggers, because I really do think that'd be helpful to understand as to maybe why your skin could be unhappy. But like I said, today we're talking about how to treat the spots. So a tip for someone who seems to be breaking out often and the spots last a while. So let's assume that you already have a cleansing routine in place. And to add to our assumption, we're also going to assume that this cleansing practice is one that is suitable for your skin type, meaning that you're not under or over cleansing and that you're using a good, suitable cleanser. So a great option to have in addition to your daily, or we'll call it regular, cleanser is a cleanser option that has salicylic acid that will help treat bacteria when you have these blemishes. So let's say your period is one of your triggers. This is great cleanser to add during that week that you're menstruating or a few times in that week to help limit that inflammation. Or again, let's go back to the hockey tournament example. This would be a fantastic cleanser to pack and use each night after the games. Or let's say you had a special event and you know that your makeup is a little bit clogging and you had a special event, you wear a lot of makeup, you've also indulged in like sweet, savory foods and alcoholic beverages. This is a really great cleanser to add because you know your trigger. You know, oh shoot, you know, I'm wearing makeup, that's going to clog my pores. I need a deeper cleanse. I need a cleanse that's going to help prevent and treat the blemishes that I potentially could get. So a cleanser like this can be used in prevention and as a treatment. The two that I personally work with and that I love and that I recommend, there's one from PCA, which is the Blemish Control Bar, and there's also one from Arbonne, the Clear Future. One is a bar, so it's literally a hard, like think of a bar of soap, and then as you add water, it gets activated, and the other is a gel, so it just really depends. I do prefer salicylic acid over benzoyl peroxide in products. I find this is just more on the safer side for skin. Benzoyl peroxide can really serve its benefit and it can really treat the skin well. I would recommend this more of a spot treatment or something that we can make sure that's not being overdone to cause more issues in the skin, where that's where I feel salicylic acid is just more on the conservative side. It's on the safer side. So yeah, like I said, PCA Blemish Bar, I retail that one in clinic, or I also have the Arbonne Clear Future Cleanser. The Arbonne Clear Future Cleanser right now, you can shop online and purchase. I will put the link in the show notes, and hopefully soon I will have a link for you guys to purchase the PCA Blemish Control Bar, so stay tuned for that. So a little bit more on the obvious sides of suggestions when it comes to blemishes is a spot treatment. This is a staple of my routine for more than those just in case moments or whatever, you know, the time of month or whatever my skin decides to do. My beloved spot treatment has been my saving grace more times than I can count. This is something you can use as you feel a blemish starting to move in, or you can use it on those pimples that appear out of nowhere or those ones that have still been lingering on your skin and you want something to treat it. This is a great product to have for those emergency skin disruptors. It's something that you can just keep in your makeup bag. Your skin may throw a hissy fit on you, but now you have a product to retaliate back. So this is something that I really love. I use personally and in clinic. And yeah, so it's Arbonne's Clear Future Spot Treatment. This is the same line as a cleanser that we were just talking about from Arbonne. I love this one. It's made with clean, sustainable ingredients. It's environmentally cautious. It's vegan, gluten-free, plant-based. I really love this spot treatment because it's used and it doesn't disrupt the healthy tissue around the blemish. There's nothing more annoying than using a product to help with a concern, which would be your blemish, your whitehead, your whatever, your congestion, and then putting that product on and it creating its own issue, you know, that dry, patchy skin around the area, then you're just creating that. And I prefer that to not happen. I prefer to treat the blemish while keeping my skin healthy and not causing some extra dryness. So that's why I love this option. Arbonne's Clear Future Spot Treatment is a great option, and it's one that I could use every night if I needed. Like I said, it doesn't disrupt the skin. It's one to target the blemish. But being a target product, of course, has its pros and cons. A pro being it's really good at its job. It's a spot treatment. It targets blemishes. It heals the blemish. It does its job really well. The con with that is that's all it, air quotes, can do. All it can do. It's an effective product, but it's not a multi-user product. So if you're looking for more of the multi-user product, that's where I recommend this magical serum. A product that has multiple skin benefits, but it's also fantastic at treating a blemish or two. This is the active serum from Is Clinical. This serum, if you're familiar with it, has many purposes and is so versatile. In all its wonders, it's incredible at treating acne. It is really, truly good at this. This can be a product that you can use for a full face. You can use 2 to 3 drops and you can pat it into your skin to target those blemishes. I find it really amazing to help heal those under the skin blemishes, but it's also really great for helping with fine lines and wrinkles and texture. So it treats these acne lesions and it prevents new acne lesions, but it also has so many other benefits. So this is where I mean it's a multi-use product. It is also great for healing, so less likelihood of any post-inflammatory pigmentation being an issue or concern. So the active serum is something you can implement into your routine to treat that pimple, but it's also a serum that you can add to your routine to support skin health in general and prevent those blemishes so you don't need to treat them in the first place, you know? So moving on with another product recommendation that is incredibly beneficial, detox masks. When choosing a detox mask, you can look for a charcoal mask, azelaic acid mask, green tea, bentonite clay, kaolin clay. These are just to name a few. So when you're looking for a detoxifying mask, you can apply them to the areas of concern. Again, it's thinking when you have a blemish, you can think of how to treat it like a spot treatment. You can put the mask, commonly it's on the nose, the chin, and then of areas where the blemishes or the congestion appear. I often see and hear people using these masks for their full face when their full face doesn't need it. So don't forget that skincare is completely customizable. You can apply the mask to the areas that need it and then leave the skin that doesn't have the blemish, that you don't want to dry out, that you don't want to lift any oil or sebum, then apply a different mask or don't put anything at all. Again, use your favorite detox mask as a spot treatment or as an area. So you can use it as a spot treatment. Let's just say you have two blemishes on your forehead, and then you have one on your cheek, and then you have one on your jawline, but then your nose and your chin have a little bit more congestion, have a little more blackheads. Then you can apply it in that area too. Leave on for, you know, 5 or so minutes and then remove in the shower or with a hot compress. So you can use a hot warm towel. I usually do it in the shower just because it's so much easier. I don't have to worry about staining a towel. I don't have to worry about getting, you know, my sink or anything dirty. I just simply rinse it off in the shower. So this is a really great option. Arbonne also has a charcoal, a bamboo, and a red clay mask. So those are options. Like I said, I do have a link that you can shop right away from that company, and that there will be more links to come for other masks that I will be talking about and recommending. I just don't have my online shopping up yet, but it is definitely in the works. So this tip has many benefits for the skin. But when specifically referring to blemishes, this is great for those under the skin, painful, swelling, red, big, you know the ones I'm talking about, the ones that don't come to the surface necessarily. Ice your blemishes. This can be done for a few minutes on and off, and it can be done before your routine. You can cleanse your skin, then do it. This can be done a few minutes after your shower. This is one to not overcomplicate. Where is the area of concern? Apply ice. You can move it. You can hold it. You can do it for 2 minutes. You can do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 10. Do what feels good. You can also use the ice globe rollers, like the stainless steel rollers. You could put an ice cube in a baggie, or you can use my favorite. It's a refillable ice cube roller. It's my go-to, and I directly apply that to the face. I suggest doing this over the skin and over a sink, because the roller that I'm talking about, the refillable ice cube one, does melt just due to room temperature and then heat from your skin. So expect some little driplets and droplets. It's a beautiful practice and it's affordable. Of course, if the ice cube is in the Ziploc bag, eventually it will just melt, but it's a little bit less of a mess. And the ice globe rollers don't have actual water that will be touching your skin. It's water in the actual globe. So a few options and a multi-purpose suggestion too. So on the flip side from just treating blemishes with cold methods, using the warm compress can also help with these stubborn whiteheads. So applying a warm compress or letting your skin be treated by the steamy warm shower can help loosen some of the skin, providing its own type of healing and its own type of deep clean, especially if you have a steamy shower and then you cleanse really gently or use your salicylic acid cleanser in the shower. That can really serve some really beautiful benefit. And this would be a great time to treat the skin. But like I said, always, 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 always be gentle with the skin, especially when working with blemishes, because you don't want to potentially cause these acne lesions to break or to pop or to spread the bacteria. So you just want to be really careful around these. Let's integrate those last three suggestions to one mega tip. So enjoy a warm compress or a warm shower. gently cleanse in that warm shower, remove that makeup, remove the sweat, whatever's on the skin, do a nice gentle deep cleanse. And then after the shower, ice the blemishes for 3 to 5 minutes and then apply this spa treatment. Voila, there you are. That is a mega tip for your skin, and your skin will love that practice. It's a good practice for the soul because it doesn't take, you know, you're taking time for yourself. You're really investing in skin health. It doesn't take that much time all in all. So you're actually creating that realistic treatment-oriented plan. You will see and feel the relief in the congestion. The size will decrease. The redness will lessen. The healing has started and you're more confident even in the morning. Another modality or a tool that can serve, again, a multi-benefit. You know me, I love a multi-benefit product or item. There's no denying that it helps heal and shrink blemishes in addition to all the other benefits and properties that it has. And this tip I'm talking about is LED, light therapy. So light therapy, specifically the blue light, is what I recommend to use to treat and target the skin, to reduce inflammation, to help control oil production, to treat the skin, to help heal the skin. Treating the skin with science and effective measures is such a lovely home routine, and it's such a professional add to something to be done at home. LED is really popular. I use it a lot in our treatments. I see so much benefit. So it's really great that I have these beautiful options for you guys. And if you want to learn more about LED, I do have some podcast episodes. I do have blogs and more information on our Instagram. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Inspirations Beauty Clinic, and to also go to our website, which is inspirationbeautyclinicinc.com. And you'll see the blogs there as well. Okay, continuing on. Hydration and balance. As much as these are great suggestions, it's also imperative to understand that we don't want to dry out the skin. So as much as a spot treatment and the mask and the salicylic acid, all of those are really, really beneficial, but we want to make sure that we're still building up the skin barrier, that we're not actually causing more issues. The more compromised a skin barrier is, the more likely it is that it will break out. So the idea here is we want to dry out the skin with the acne and the blemishes, but also make sure that the skin's holding and retaining natural oils and moisture in the skin. So let's ditch the idea that we don't need to be hydrated. Let's ditch the idea that, you know, our skin needs to be completely dried out, that it's stiff and it's hard and all these things. We need to understand and become properly educated that hydration is crucial in healthy skin in general, but also in terms of blemishes. Dry skin can actually lead to more blemishes, congestion, post-inflammatory pigmentation, because the skin has a really hard time to heal with no moisture. It's really delicate. It's really susceptible to damage. So it scars easier and the blemishes heal a lot slower. So how can we hydrate the skin in the perfect ways while still struggling with acne and blemishes? So a soothing hydration mask, something like the PCA oat mask, is a really lovely option. PCA also has an overnight hyaluronic acid mask. That one is a really lovely consistency. It's very velvety, so that could be a really nice option because, again, it's simple. You apply it, you sleep, you take it off in the morning. But remember adding hydrating products to help. This is also not about overdoing it with our blemish treatments, right? Like, we want to hydrate and balance. That's a really big tip to help learn and prevent and treat the blemishes that we have. This next suggestion is not just because I want to see you often. It's because it's powerful what we can achieve when we work together in clinic while we pair them with what you're doing and maintaining with your home care. Coming for regular facials or at least a seasonal facial can really help treat your skin. If blemishes or acne is more of your concern, I do highly recommend to invest in professional care. This is to treat you and to pamper you, but it's also skin health. We will focus on where the skin needs support, where the skin needs to be rebuilt. If you're breaking out, we can work with that. If you experience just the odd breakout, we can work with that. If you have acne, we can work with that. There's nothing that you can't come see us for. So in fact, we're super passionate about this. If you can't already tell, we absolutely love chatting about skin and educating about skin. So if you do have more stubborn active lesions, regular facials, at least to begin with, are super important so that we can clean the skin, we can learn the skin, we can change up practices and routines, and then of course, observe the healing and the changes that we're seeing. I am not a dietitian or nutritionist or naturopath, but I am a passionate esthetician who has noticed things that influence the skin that's outside of just the skincare realm. So just applying skin topically or what I can do in clinic. I am speaking on behalf of things I've tried, I've heard from, I've learned throughout the years, and just more specific information that I've found in the professional field. So for this case, however, I want to share with you another tip to treat your blemishes. It's hard because I don't want to create too much fear, but there's also a lot of education and knowledge required. The suggestion is specifically to do as a longevity skincare and prevention. It's a suggestion that you can slowly do is introduce inflammatory, like anti-inflammatory foods. So things that can help balance your gut, help balance your skin, help balance your body. It kind of brings everything to a balance. Anti-inflammatory foods create this defense and this security for the body so the body doesn't have to work as hard to protect itself. Then there's less invasions, there's less disruptions, there's less irritation, there's less inflammation, less invasion. You know, it's all of that. If that's at bay, there's less irritation to the skin. So like I said, I'm not a dietitian, I'm not a nutritionist. So I would really work with someone who can help really educate anti-inflammatory diets and understanding that it's more than just a diet that actually is like health long-term. And the understanding too that this anti-inflammatory diet can help with fine lines, dull skin, eczema, psoriasis, and the list truly does go on. So learning this can be super beneficial for general health, like I said, but for skin health as a whole and for treating those stubborn blemishes. Because sometimes it's out of our control if we're doing all the things, we're using the spot treatments, we're coming for the professional services. Sometimes we do need a little bit more internal support. So think of it when you're eating a well-balanced diet. You're essentially in a healthy state. You're telling your body that, you know, you don't need to fight off anything. So that's eating really well and balanced is not a new phenomenon. This is not a suggestion that I'm the first person to tell you that. So the more that we understand and the more that we can actually learn to do it and have these resources or have, you know, recipes or things that we can implement, it makes it so much easier to actually implement than just hearing we need anti-inflammatory foods. So this is something that you can definitely Google, definitely look into, because it will help. It will help your skin a lot and just probably give you more confidence and feeling good within. The next one is a popular one, and we're jumping back to product recommendations. It's one that I can say that I've heard a lot of people talk about. I personally can't speak on experience with it yet. I do have it coming in the mail, but I hear about them from clients and all over social media platforms. So if you've explored this and you've trialed and errored some companies and brands, hit me up because I'm embarrassingly a newbie in this department. And like I said, mine are on the way, but I haven't tried these products specifically. So I would love your feedback on which ones you run to and which ones you're not going towards at all. Pimple patches. Pimple patches are like a spot treatment for those who are not familiar. They look a little bit like a Band-Aid. They go over the blemish to help heal the blemish. They cover the skin, which also avoids popping and picking, which I'm a big advocate for. So it's already super helpful in that regard. It's also essentially taking the whitehead or the blemish with hydrochloric dressings, and it's like a gel form agent. It's like a little acid, we'll say, that sits on the skin to absorb oil and the bacteria. So when you put the patch on your skin, it absorbs the bacteria, turning the patch white, and then you can remove it. And then there you are. Your blemish is treated. This is a great visual because I can literally see the application, taking it off, and then seeing the skin heal, because then after the little blemish is treated, then the healing process can start. These may not be the most cost effective because you use the one treatment pad, right? And then you have to throw it out. Where with a spot treatment, for example, you would have that spot treatment, you buy it, and it would definitely treat more than just the one. Make sure you are throwing these out. You cannot reuse these. So please, please, please throw them out. So again, maybe not the best for environmental purposes, but they definitely do have a cool purpose in terms of treating the skin, in terms of helping reduce the inflammation. So let's have a recap. We all love a recap, especially after a longer episode. So the first thing is to learn your triggers. The second thing is to invest in a prevention or treatment cleanser. The third is a spot treatment. The fourth is the active serum from Is Clinical. The fifth is detoxifying masks. Six is icing them. Seven is a warm compress or a steamy shower. And then, of course, I guess the seventh would be combining all of those. The eighth is LED. Ninth is hydration and balance. 10th is regular facials. 11 is anti-inflammatory diets. And then 12 would be pimple patches. So there's 12 tips, but 13 if we're going to say that the spot treatment mask and icing and warm compress was all of one. So there's quite a few tips to be working with. And I really hope this was helpful. And I hope there's at least one tip that you can add in and try. You don't have to do all 12. I mean, of course, all of these will help. And these are just good to have to be like, okay, this didn't work. I can try this. And some blemishes treat quicker. Like sometimes I'll put my spot treatment on a blemish and it like, bam, like that is healed. And sometimes I do need the steamy shower, then the mask, then spot treatment, then my LED. So you can pair these all together. So just, I would say the first and foremost, don't pick. That's an obvious tip because we know that picking is harmful. We know that if you pick, it spreads bacteria. It doesn't heal as quickly, causes post-inflammatory pigmentation. So just avoid picking. And then I would say a spot treatment or these pimple patches would be your next thing, as those are more immediate and more treating that blemish, targeting that blemish so that the next day, hopefully the size, the pain reduction, the redness is all down. So thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you so much for being a listener and learning and educating yourself properly on how to treat your skin so that you can build your skin and that you can actually really treat your skin for the better. If you want to learn more, of course, I have so many podcasts and episodes. There's resources coming out of your wahoo here. So I'm so excited. And of course, if you have a topic that you want to learn, I'm so open to learning and hearing what you guys want to hear about. So thank you so much for your support and your trust. And I hope you have a wonderful day and stay internally and externally beautiful, all you inspirational beings. And we'll chat soon.